Satnam, everybody, and hello, and happy spring, and happy Shakti activation, happy activation of the planet now that we're in spring, and the mother is renewing herself. Yay! So today we're in Taurus, and tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm in a happy mood today. I'm celebrating my birthday week with you all, so thank you. You're my birthday friends. So yeah, so we're looking at the astrology, and I'm just, okay, so our teacher, Yogi Bhajan's here, and he's just saying, inviting everybody to breathe together to get into the resonance field of the vibrations that are coming through the frequencies at this time. So we'll just go ahead and breathe in. And I'm going to go ahead and chant Om Namo, and since everybody's muted, you can chant along with me. We just don't want to have any unmuted chanting because there's a time delay. So, reminding to, now that we're in the Taurus, the Venus, the mother energy, just vibrating the higher dimensional vibrational frequencies that are coming through the Om portal. So Yogi Bhajan saying, this is an Om portal time with the astrology and with the frequencies that are happening right now. So he's saying we'll be vibrating the higher frequency Om portal today. So Om Namo Nuru Dev Namo Om Namo Nuru Dev Namo Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. And inhaling. Okay, beautiful. Okay, now he's saying that he can work with attuning, or work with attuning us more clearly, and to have us be more available to the frequencies that he's helping us attune to and downloading for us. Okay, great, thank you. You say, okay, thank you. Continue. great. So here we are. We have talked about going through the last two eclipses. So these eclipses are like booster fuel for these new portal frequency openings. It's like a super new moon. It's a new beginning. So this is a time to really immerse ourselves in clear divine waters and emerge crystal clear and crystal clean, and to be rebirthed just like the planets being rebirthed with the spring. At least this part of the northern hemisphere is in springtime, where we are. So with the double eclipses, we have the rebirth going on, and it's a 6-month, this portal that we just went through, the cardinal cross, the grand cross, and the two eclipses, is affecting a 6-month period of new beginnings. And we'll have the next set of eclipses in October. So between now and October, we're bringing in these new ideas, new frequencies, new plans, new energies, new starts. And with the Taurus energy, we're bringing in, ruled by Venus, we're bringing in the next octave of the divine feminine, the bringing the feminine paradigms, the feminine ways of being and doing back onto the planet, coming out of the patriarchy. So we're in the next level of Shakti activation, the next level of the divine feminine, reclaiming the connection with the mother and the value of the connection with the earth, with the mother, because Taurus is really a time of values and redefining our values. So it's a time where we can just look around the world and saying, what are the values that are most important at this time? Are they the values of, you know, slash and burn, conquering and destroying, or is it the a profound reorientation of our values as we look at the world through new eyes, look at the world through the eyes of a clear mind that we have the opportunity to experience from the astrology and the energies that we have been blessed with during this last eclipses and the last Grand Cross. So how do we use this time most wisely? And I was thinking for myself, a personal example to create a perspective on the astrology, so it's just not a bunch of words and ideas. Last night I went to a friend, she called it a croning ceremony, and I'm sure many of you have heard of that. And I actually really liked it. It was a lot of my friends were there, and I felt just really the power, the wisdom, the loving, the gentleness of this group of women, this group of Shaktis that were there. And I loved how it was very smooth, very connected, very synergistic. We did certain, I guess, rituals. They started with saging everybody, which I liked. I guess it had kind of a Native American flavor and accessing the four directions. And she had a little book where she asked people to write their experience of what our relationship with her was like and what it meant to us. And so it was really very relationship and connected oriented, and I really, really liked that. And out of that, the inspiration that I had today and came for, the idea I had was to have a Mata Shakti Council. So of course it would be our Shakti Activation Group, where we have the wisdom keepers moving back to a circle of the divine feminine. So the Mata Shakti Council could have Mata mentors, and we can have groups and have activities, and we can meet, and it can be a place where we can have programs and design programs to basically support women and basically to support envisioning the world from the point of view of honoring Gaia, honoring the mother, honoring the feminine, honoring, moving away from patriarchal linear disconnected establishments to that which supports life, supports each other, and supports the earth. And I was even visualizing when we get our center, or our centers, that I really would love to have some dome structures. And the event I went to up in Northern California, we met in a dome, and I really loved that because I love the roundness. So things like that. So I felt really excited to start with having, we can even have one when we get together or have the frequency pull through now of having a Mata Shakti ceremony. So just to initiate into that feeling of really honoring the wisdom of the women that have the wisdom, the Mati, have achieved their greatness and are at that stage of greatness to impart their wisdom onto the planet, and to really honor the Mata Shaktis and our tribe and our council. So I felt really excited. To me, I feel that this is an example of this time period, what the astrology is saying. Bring through the new ways of visioning the world. Bring through the new archetypes. Bring through a path that brings life, that sustains life, bring through something different. And I really, really feel excited about honoring the wisdom of each Mata Shakti goddess that's here with us and start putting together ceremonies. So that was kind of my inspiration that made sense to me in relationship to this astrology. So we'll talk a little bit more about the astrology and some of the ideas. I wanted to make it practical. So Taurus is also practical. It's an earth sign. What can we actually do on the earth to bring these energies into fruition, into reality, to bring forth the wisdom that needs to be brought onto the planet and can replace just being trained in a way that doesn't nurture us, doesn't nurture others, doesn't nurture, doesn't protect, maybe give information to the young girls as their rites of passage ceremonies maybe are needed, whatever's needed along that vein. So that's, we have this time, also astrologically it's called a mutual reception. So in terms of what that means and what planets we're working with, we have Venus coming out of Pisces and Venus in Aries. So we've got that for about a month. And then we've got Venus in Aries, which is ruled by Mars, and Mars in Libra, which is ruled by Venus. So this is called a mutual reception in astrology. So how do we work with these planets so that they can actually be mutual receptive, or, I'm putting my words on this, hear each other, receive each other, being heard. So how can we listen to our own inner voices, our own wisdom, and bring forth those ideas into the world? And how can we listen to each other, and how can we really hear from our intuition? How can we hear from our wisdom, and how can we bring forth that plan? So we've got the warrior, the Mars energy, in the sign of Libra, the peacekeeping balance, the mediator, the non-confrontational Libra. So it's kind of funny. So how are we going to work with this? So it's almost like cross signals, but I think it's to wake us up. I think the signals are supposed to be crossed, and we're supposed to sort things out. So this is what the mutual reception is. It's an opportunity to wake up and see the world in a different way and to learn some lessons from whatever life situations are happening for you. It's how to balance out these energies, how to balance out the warrior with the peacekeeper and the peacemaker. It's really like shaking things up. So I'm having seen the image of drumming around a campfire and shaking rattles, like a calling energy. The calling energy that's calling us to wake up, calling us to mix things up, calling us up out of our deep slumber, out of our sleep. So part of this waking and shaking up process can be uncomfortable. I know we were talking about, and I feel this myself, the different polarities of feelings. One minute we're feeling happy, one minute we're feeling sad, one minute we're feeling ecstatic, one minute we're feeling resistance. I don't want to get up and do breath of fire to work to these energies and break them through, feeling overwhelmed. So all these different feelings. So how can we express ourselves and assert ourselves and bring all these different energies, give birth to springtime, the Taurus, the Venus, give birth to share our love on the planet in a new way, and say that what we've seen around us is not the laws that we live under, the ones that don't serve life, that don't serve the planet at this time. So we can take this energy to break down the fixed, rigid, patriarchal, so to speak, structures and create new structures. That's what this time is calling forth. I feel it's calling forth from all of us. How can we share what we feel? And how can we let go of the things that bind us and restrict us and bring us up into a new awareness and create a place where our feelings can be honored and respected, and we can freely move our feelings? And that's what I like about the dome shape, the circular shape, the feeling of just energy can just flow around. It's not stuck in, you know, rigid. We're so used to these buildings with the four walls and the four squares. It's not a rigid structure. It's a structure that flows. So we look at what, how can we get this energy flowing so it can feel more comfortable, so we can feel more comfortable in this new time period, which is really more of the divine feminine time period right now than a rich rigid, fixed structure that we're told we have to fit into, and then we don't feel comfortable, and we don't know why. And that results in self-worth problems, self-love problems, all these things that we, you know, see in ourselves and see around us. So we look at the other opposition that's going on, which is a Taurus-Scorpio opposition. So this is a fixed opposition, and it gets in more into our depths, more into the deep waters of our soul. And this, as I said, can be issues around self-worth, that second house, and how we value, how we're valued, who we are, what we're here to contribute. So if we're trained to just, in our schools or whatever, sit down and listen to external authorities, and we're not allowed to be heard or say what's important for us or talk about our feelings as we're growing up, then we can get into a lot of feelings of not being worthwhile. So this really is a time to notice those feelings, and maybe some are feelings of sadness come from not being valued, not being heard as we were growing up. So the Scorpio, it goes like deep into our subconscious. So it's a time that these feelings might be coming up from the subconscious, making us feel kind of sad or uncomfortable or a lot of resistance. So we're dealing with that, this paradox, for about the whole month of May. And so we've got this Venus Mars, and then Taurus Scorpio, and then we've got Saturn Pluto, which even takes us much, much deeper, and that goes through to October. So we have Saturn in Scorpio, and Pluto in the sign of Saturn, which is Capricorn. So this is a lot of, again, intellectual information, but just feel the feeling that there's a lot of deep energies that want to be reconfigured. So just think about that this is a time for you to feel good about yourself and know that whatever ideas or feelings you have to make life happier and feel more comfortable and joyful, that's what you're really here to notice and express. And maybe you want to journal about things or tell a friend or take a walk and kind of feel what comes up for you, feel your feelings. So however this is happening for you, it's really about a collective clearing of the shadow, this time period between now and to October, this next 6 months. So whatever you might feel, it could be the archetypical shadow of what's happening on the planet, that you're holding that, and you're here to move that energy by your creative feelings and ideas. So we're really here clearing this collective shadow, where the energy's been stuck on the planet that doesn't serve life, that doesn't awaken the mother, that doesn't help all the young girls coming up and all the children, however that shows up. So how can we notice the shadow and move it? We can talk, we can communicate, we can have little talking sessions with each other as we are right now. We've got Mercury communication. We can talk about the relationships because we have Sun and Mercury moving together right now. So it's really about, what would new relationships look like? How can we communicate new relationships? So we want to notice that there can be a tendency, if they have Mercury opposite Saturn, to polarize, good, bad, right, wrong. So that's, you know, as we know, that's 3D thinking. So how can we move out of this 3D polarity thinking? And what our master teaches us about that, he talks about it, uses it in the White Tantra courses, but the way out of the polarity thinking, right, wrong, good, bad, or duality thinking, when things get polarized, which is like a straight line, if you think about polar opposites, geometrically, it's a line between the opposites. So the way out of it is a diagonal line, is a triangle. So when you think about geodesic domes are made of triangles, right? So it's diagonal thinking. So you just go another direction. You cut through the linear thinking with the mind to diagonal thinking. So you just look at it from another angle. It's the three sides. also negative, positive, neutral mind. So it helps the diagonal thinking basically is another way to saying, get into our neutral mind. So the three sides of the triangles, we could say, are the three minds. So the way out of the polarities or the linear thinking, just the two, is to add the third.
Hello? Did we lose her? Is anybody there?
Here we go again, huh?
Uh-oh.
Can't hear, but she's not.
All right, as long as I don't have to be dial.
Well, she really left that linear thinking behind, didn't she? Wow, I love that.
It takes a while until she knows that there's nobody there, you know, because we are all muted, and so she keeps talking. That happens.
Sorry, I don't know why. I started talking about the diagonal energy. And when, for those who've been to White Tantric, which is probably everybody on the call, if you remember with Yogi Bhajan, what to cut through the negativity of the subconscious mind, he used diagonal energy, and he said that he was bouncing the diagonal energy off the sun. So the way to cut through the polarity of the times, the linear thinking, the patriarchal thinking of it has to be a certain way, authority, power over, is to come in with our minds with the diagonal thinking and let that go all the way to the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, which is where we're getting our intuition is receiving the new information, and it's coming through these frequencies. It's coming through the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. So there's those energies, as we connect diagonally in our neutral mind with the frequency, the new energies coming through the central sun, now we bring them back to the other side of the triangle. So you start with the base, that's the Earth, then we go up to the sun, that's the diagonal energy, and then come back down into the Earth, into our bodies, or the straight line on the triangle would represent the Earth or our bodies. So we go up to the sun, the negative mind or the protective mind, come back down, positive mind, and into neutral, we bring it back down, so it flows together, so we create a flow. So that's how we break up the linear thinking of polarity. So this is the divine feminine, and anybody studied Maria Gumbachis discovered the earliest written language was actually all triangles, and she said it represented the divine feminine, represented that's the shape for the feminine. You could think of it as the yoni, so to speak. So the written language was all triangles. Everything was based on this. So we're going back to our original imprints, our original flow. We're going back to the primal creator when things were first created. So we're coming all the way back around to bringing forth the power of the primal creation. So this Taurus time is getting reconnected with the power of the primal creation on the planet. So anybody feel like howling? Well, I think we'll need a drumming, howling session. But it's really exciting. So just think of triangular energy, and that's what cuts through, knowing that we have this beautiful gift of the mind that's given to us, and to use the mind to connect with these primal creative energies, this primal power, the Adi Shakti. When we do this, Yogi Bhajan tells us we can never be impure because the mind is connected to the universal mind, which is, of course, connected to our soul, and our soul is connected to the divine. Sounds like soul is connected to the divine mind, the divine mind. Okay, so anyway, just to keep things light. So this is what allows us to break out of the prison of the constructs that of whether they're our own personal ones or we're taking on the ones in the field around us, in the planet. This diagonal energy, this triangular energy, going back to source, the original form of that which holds and creates life, is what allows us to move this stuck energy on the planet at this time. We're connecting with, really, our soul's mind. So we're out of our limited egoic thinking, so to speak, mind. And we're moving into connecting our mind with the universal, with the God mind, the mind of God. So if we're feeling very extremely emotional or extremely something, just think triangular, think diagonal, think, okay, I'm going to take a breath, roll my eyes up to third eye, imagining that my third eye is connecting with the eye of the central sun. Those are Yogi Bhajan's words. And he's saying, I'll be there watching you. So he's saying, connect our third eye with his third eye, and he'll be watching us from the eye of the central sun, and it'll help us bounce the energy back onto the planet in a way that's sustaining, enlivening, and helps stuck energy break up, and helps our creativity come through. Helps our creativity come through. He's saying he wants to shake up the Mata Shaktis on the planet, and he likes our idea of having the Mata Shakti Council and the Mata Mentors and the Mata Shakti ceremonies. He's saying these, you wise women need to wake up. So he's giving us a little booster energy there. So just breathe that in and breathe that into your womb. Fill your triangle, your lower triangle. Bring that energy into awareness, into aliveness, and feel that. Do a couple little breaths of fire. Good. Okay. Got a little activation going there. Yay. So he's saying that when we connect our minds with our soul mind, then we get to stay focused on you being you, us being us. Because he's saying one of the biggest calamities on the planet has been that people are
just when she was getting to the good part.
But she just called me up.
And then it's silent.
Okay, I'm back. So we'll chat in a minute. But he's just saying that that one of the biggest problems on the planet is that people aren't allowed to be who they are. He's saying we're all unique, very unique individuals, which is the blessing of being human. We're no longer, you know, like a flower or something which has like a group soul. We have the ability to have an individual identity and an individual soul connection, but he's saying we're not really like an individual soul as separated from the divine soul of God. We have an individual identity, but we're still connected to the hologram of the soul of God. So he's saying therein lies kind of a glitch or a problem when people feel isolated or alone, or they feel basically that they don't have their own identities, or however that shows up. He's saying just that when we connect our mind with the soul mind, the universal mind, and we triangulate with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy with our third eyes and the third eye of Prime Creator, of Yogi Bhajan's third eye, and that comes back into our hearts, into our bodies, then we can walk forward on the earth in our own unique individual creativity and get and connect with others to live in the power of co-creation and dignity and divinity and full expression of who we really are. Okay, I got it out, and yay! stayed connected. The phone didn't disconnect yet. So the mantra for this week is Adi Shakti Mantra. We've worked with a number of times. And the practice is to do a little breath of fire to connect with the lower triangle. Bring it up, focus on your third eye, and imagine or feel that your third eye is being connected with Yogi Bhajan's third eye, the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, which is where this information's coming through on the planet Earth and bringing it back on the planet Earth. So that's the meditation for the week. So we're going to go ahead and chant a little bit, and then we'll talk and check in for a few minutes. Here we go.
Return by my hand.
We lost her again.
Okay.
And inhale. Do a little breath of fire, lower triangle. Pull the breath up, focus on the third eye. Connect your third eye with Yogi Bhajan's third eye. Move into the diagonal energy. Central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. Feel the warmth of the sun. New information. Exhale, let it come back down into your body. And relax. That's the practice for this week. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. So we have a couple more minutes. Would anybody like to share what they thought? Any thoughts, feelings, ideas, comments, questions about what we just talked about on the call today? I really loved it. Thank you, everybody. Sorry for all the disconnections, but it just meant we had to persevere, break through a lot of resistance.
It was three disconnections, so that's kind of a triangle.
Oh, you're right, Linda. You're totally right. So we had to really recalibrate to that triangular energy. You're right. Every time we got to like the edge, it's like, okay, that's all I can handle. Great. You're right. That's so funny.
Also, Gorkreen, all the sacred geometries are made out of triangles, and the pyramids in Egypt are triangles, and Star David is a triangle, a few triangles upside down. Merkaba is a triangle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I'm so happy to see that. I just feel like so excited. Go ahead, Linda. Test Crete, sorry.
Yeah, what was interesting, as we were doing that, I started seeing the lower triangle and the upper triangle coming together in my third eye as if it was in the Kaaba. And I could just see it coming up through Gaia, coming up through my body, the lower portion of my body coming up and meeting both of them. And then the one coming from the central sun coming together and meeting right in my third eye. And as soon as I saw that, my head it just started exploding. I felt this strong headache come. I thought my head was going to explode for a minute, but then it just settled down. But that picture is still there. It hasn't left.
Nice.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a really exciting breakthrough today, getting reconnected with the truth of what actually, you know, creation is, this triangular energy. Of course, it's the divine feminine. The womb of the mother, right?
Mm-hmm. And the master sent a beautiful light in my third eye.
Mm, I feel that. You seem very dreamy right now. I like that.
Yes.
Are we floating away? There she goes.
I'm like speechless. I don't know what to say.
Well, it's a lot to ask people to talk after we meditate, but I felt it's kind of good just to ground in some of these energies, but, you know, pause for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
To claim them for our own. I just feel like the messages were so profound today, just breaking up the linear polarity, you know, thinking on the planet and in ourselves as it shows up.
Yeah. I really needed this session.
I did too.
I needed to be grounded and happy and whatever. Whatever I have now, I'm going to keep it. We'll see how long.
Not to change the subject, but does anybody have a little baby kitten? Because when I first closed my eyes, that's what I saw. I saw this little baby kitten come running straight at me.
Oh, you want a kitten?
Actually, I was thinking about it, but that wasn't in my mind. You know,
all right.
All of a of a sudden I just saw this little baby kitten just start running towards me. What is this?
Maybe you need to rescue a kitten in your area.
Yeah.
Look around.
Yeah. Maybe I do.
Well, thank you so much, Guru Karen. Thank you for giving me my wings back.
Thank you. And I'm feeling, too, you know, that for myself and, you know, what we were kind of all talking about, that feeling of when we know we want to do something to break through the resistance, feel better, get ourselves out of polarity. I'm really relieved the teaching that we got today because, I mean, this is a fairly simple teaching to, you know, do the breath of fire from our lower triangle, where it is, and then bring it up to our third eye and feel the mass, feel connecting with the master's third eye. I mean, that's a pretty simple thing. It's not like we have to sit down and do an hour of yoga if we're kind of, you know.
I also think that he gave us delicious energies.
I'm feeling he just was really pouring a lot of blessings on us today.
Yeah.
My whole head is in the third eye. They're just buzzing me. Stop.
Yeah. Stop buzzing. I love it. I love it. So what do you goddesses think of us creating a Matish soul? Doesn't sound like fun?
I have the whole vision. I think I'm going to write it down and just say it every day.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, I love the whole vision that you, the way you describe the homes and just the whole thing. I'm going to write it down and just say it every day, put intention on it.
Yay, great. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
excellent.
Wonderful.
Good.
I love the idea.
Yay. And I think it's, you know, just to have a forum where women can come and feel empowered, that their wisdom, their matcha, their greatness is needed at this time. I think that will help us a lot, help women a lot. Like, hey, yeah, you're important. This is the important time of your life, not like, you know, lock you away. Yay! Well, I'm so happy to be with everybody today, and I'm feeling this really beautiful frequency still coming through my third eye, so I think I'm actually going to take a walk and look at the flowers or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you. So happy to be together.
See you next week.
Mm-hmm. See you next week. Talk to everybody soon.
Okay.
Bye. Love you all. Bye. Love you. Bye.